means tam, T-A-M, copper. Tambin, of copper. Tambos, T-A-M-B-O-S, cauldron. For other names of Aule, see Talca Marda. Aulenose, capital A-U-L-E-N-O-S-S-E, diaresis. For Nose, N-O-S-S-E, diaresis, kin, people, see Valinor. Aur, capital A-U-R, gnomish name of the sun, see Ur. Balrog, capital B-A-L-R-O-G. Goldogrin lexicon defines Balrog as a kind of fire demon, creatures and servants of Melko. With the article, the form is E-Malrog, I apostrophe, capital M-A-L-R-O-G, plural E-Malraugin, I apostrophe, capital M-A-L-R-A-U-G-I-N. Separate entries give Bal, B-A-L, anguish, original initial consonant M-B, Balk, B-A-L-C, cruel, and Graug, G-R-A-U-G, demon. Kenya forms are mentioned, Arauke, A-R-A-U-K-E, diaresis, and Malkarauke, capital M-A-L-K-A-R-A-U-K-E, diaresis. In Kenya lexicon, Malkarauke, with other words such as Malkane, M-A-L-K-A-N-E, diaresis, torture, are given under a root mala, M-A-L-A, mbala, M-B-A-L-A, crush, hurt, damage. But the relation of this to mala, crush, squeeze, si olore male, was apparently not decided. There are also valkarauke, capital V-A-L-K-A-R-A-U-K-E, diaresis, and valkane, V-A-L-K-A-N-E, diaresis, torture, but again, the relationship is left obscure. Braglorin, B-R-A-acute-G-L-O-R-I-N, defined in the text, the tale of the sun and moon, side 7, before the turn, as the blazing vessel, but translated in Goldogrin lexicon as golden wain, a name of the sun, with a note also in analytical form, Ivreda Loriol. I, dot, capital V, R-E-D-A, apostrophe, capital L-O-R-I-O-L, apostrophe. Brada, B-R-A-D-A, wagon, wain. For the suffix glorin, G-L-O-R-I-N, see laurelin. Bronweg, capital B-R-O-N-W-E-G, Goldogrin lexicon has Bronweg, the constant one, name of a famous gnome, with related words as brod, B-R-O-D, bron, B-R-O-N-N, steadfast, bronweth, B-R-O-N-W-E-T-H, constancy. In Kenya lexicon, voronwe, capital V-O-R-O-N-W-E, diaresis, see the music of the Ainur, side 2, tone 2, the faithful is derived from the root voro, V-O-R-O, with vor, V-O-R, voro, V-O-R-O, ever, voronda, V-O-R-O-N-D-A, faithful, vorima, V-O-R-I-M-A, everlasting, etc. Compare vorotemna. The common ending weg, hyphen W-E-G, is not given in Goldogrin lexicon, but compare gweg, G-W-E-G, man, plural, gwaith, G-W-A-I-T-H. Cum agumlaith. Capital C-U circumflex M, A, capital G-U-M, L-A-I-T-H. The mound of the first sorrow, tomb of Ruithwir. The theft of Melko and the darkening of Valinor, side 6, before the turn. Goldogrin lexicon, cum, mound, especially burial mound, also cum, C-U-M, hyphen, lie, cumli, C-U-M-L-I, couch. Gumlaith, weariness of spirit, grief. Blaith, B-L-A-I-T-H, spirit. Cum athegranaithos. Capital C, U circumflex M, A, capital THEGRANAITHOS. See preceding entry. Goldogren lexicon, Thegra, THEGRA, first, foremost, Thegor, THEGOR, chief, Naitha, NAITHA, hyphen, lament, weep, wail for, Naithol, NAITHOL, miserable. Danwin, capital DANUIN. Goldogren lexicon has Dana, DANA, day, 24 hours, with reference to Kenya, Sana, SANA, not in Kenya lexicon. Dana, capital DANA, was an earlier reading for Danwin, the hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 3. The same element appears in Lomendanar, days of gloaming. Dor Fidwen, capital D-O-R, capital F-A-I-D-W-E-N, Gnomish Dor, D-O circumflex R, changed from Ndor, N-D-O-R hyphen, inhabited land, country, people of the land, see Valinor. Dor Fidwen is translated in the text Land of Release, The Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, tone 4. Goldogren lexicon has Fidwen, freedom, and many related words as fire, F-A-I-R, free, fife, F-A-I-T-H, liberty, etc. In Kenya lexicon, under root faya, F-A-Y-A, appear fire, F-A-I-R-E, diaresis, free, fire, F-A-I-R-I-E, diaresis, freedom, finu, F-A-I-N-U, hyphen, release. Dor Fidwen was the final gnomish name of Tolaresia after many changes, the Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, tone 5, but little light can be cast on the earlier forms. Gar, capital G-A-R, in Gar Eglos, is a gnomish word meaning place, district. Dor Uswen, capital D-O-R, capital U-S-W-E-N, or Dor Usquen, capital U-S-G-W-E-N. Goldogren lexicon gives the stem us, U-S hyphen, leave, depart, also Uthwen, U-T-H-W-E-N, way out, exit, and Kenya lexicon under root usu, U-S-U, escape, has uswe, U-S-W-E, diaresis, issue, escape, and usin, U-S-I-N, he escapes. Dor Lomin, capital D-O-R, capital L-O acute M-I-N, see Valinor Hisilome. Earendel, capital E-A diaresis R-E-N-D-E-L. In an annotated list of names accompanying the fall of Gondolin, there is a suggestion attributed to Little Heart, son of Voronwe, that Earendel had some kinship to the elfin Ea, E-A, and Earen, E-A-R-E-N, eagle and eerie. And in Kenya lexicon, these words, both given the meaning eagle, are placed with Earendel, though not explicitly connected. In the tale itself, it is said that there are many interpretations, both among elves and men, of the name Earendel, with a suggestion that it was a word of some secret tongue spoken by the people of Gondolin. Goldogren lexicon has an entry, Yoringli, capital I-O-R-I-N-G-L-I, true gnomish form of Earendel's name, though the Eldar form has been also adopted and often is met in transition state as Earendel, capital I-A-R-E-N-D-E-L, Eorendel, capital I-O-R-E-N-D-E-L. On the distinction between gnomish and Eldar, see The Music of the Ainur, side 2, term 3. Gnomish words for eagle are Eor, I-O-R, Yoroth, I-O-R-O-T-H. In Kenya lexicon is an entry, Earendilion, capital E-A-diaresis R-E-N-D-I-L-Y-O-N, son of Earendel, used of any mariner. Compare The Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, tone 4. Eldamar, capital E-L-D-A-M-A-R. For the first element, see Eldar. In Kenya lexicon, the following words are given in a group. Mar, M-A-R, Mas, M-A-S hyphen, dwelling of men, the earth, land, Mardo, M-A-R-D-O, dweller, Masto, M-A-S-T-O, village, and hyphen, Mas, M-A-S, equivalent to English ton, hyphen T-O-N, B, hyphen B-Y, in place names. Compare Marvanwa Chalieva, Koromas, Italka Marda, Smith of the World, Aule. In Goldogrin lexicon are bar, B-A-R, home, changed from bar, M-B-A-R, hyphen, and derivatives, as baros, B-A-R-O-S, hamlet, also bar, hyphen, B-A-R, as suffix, dweller, or home, ham. The Gnomish equivalent of Eldamar was Eglobar, capital E-G-L-O-B-A-R, Gnomish Egla, capital E-G-L-A equals Kenya Elda, capital E-L-D-A. Eglobar, Elfinese, equals Kenya Eldamar, that is, elf home, the land on the edge of Valinor where the fairies dwelt and built Kor. Also informs Eglabar, Eglamar, Eglomar. In Kenya lexicon, Eldamar is said, in a very early entry, to be the rocky beach in western Inwinore, Fairy. Upon this rock was the white town built, called Kor. Eldar, capital E-L-D-A-R. In Kenya lexicon, Elda, capital E-L-D-A, is given separately, without etymological connections, and defined as a beach fay or solosimpe, shore piper. This is a glimpse of an earlier conception than that found in the Lost Tales. The Eldar were originally the sea elves. Goldogrin lexicon has the entry Egla, capital E-G-L-A, a being from outside, name of the fairies given by the Valar and largely adopted by them, equals Kenya Elda, capital E-L-D-A. See Gilfannon's tale, The Travail of the Noldali, side 9 before the tone. Also Egg, E-G, Egg, E circumflex G, far away, distant. The association of Eldar with the stars does not go back to the beginning. Erinti, capital E-R-I-N-T-I, she appears in Kenya lexicon in an isolated early entry, afterwards struck through. Nothing is ever told of Erinti in the Lost Tales, but in this note she is called the Vala of Love, Music, and Beauty, also named Lotese and Achiris, Bride, sister of Noldorin and Amillo. These three alone, that is, of the Valar, have left Valinor and dwell in Inwenore, Tol Eressia. She herself dwells in Alalminore, in a corin of elms guarded by the fairies. The second half of the month of Avestalis, January, is called Erintion, capital E-R-I-N-T-I-O-N. There is no trace of this elsewhere, but clearly, when Erinti became the daughter of Manwe and Varda, her dwelling in Alalminore was taken over by Meril I Turinki, the Lady of Tol Eressia. In the Valar name list, Erinti is called also Kalainis, capital K-A-L-A-I-N-I-S. This word appears in Kenya lexicon with the meaning May, one of many derivatives from the root Kala, K-A-L-A, see Garmir. Eriol, capital E-R-I-O-L. In the Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, tone 4, Eriol is translated one who dreams alone. In Kenya lexicon, the elements of this interpretation are given under the roots ere, E-R-E, remain alone, see Tol Eressia, and loro, L-O-R-O, slumber, see Lorien. In Goldogrin lexicon appears the note cited in the Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, tone 6, that Gnomish Angol, capital A-N-G-O-L, and Kenya Eriolo, capital E-R-I-O-L-L-O, were the names of the region between the seas whence Eriol came, equals Angeln in the Danish peninsula, and in an isolated note elsewhere, Angol, capital A-N-G-O-L, is derived from Ang, iron, and Ol, O circumflex L, cliff, while Eriol is said to mean the same, this being the name of the fairies for the parts, sick, of his home, Iron Cliffs. Meryl refers to the black coasts of your home, The Chaining of Melko, side 4, turn 2. In this note, the interpretation, one who dreams alone, is said to be a pun on Lindo's part. For Ang, Iron, see Angamandi. Goldogrin lexicon has ol, O-L, ola, O, acute, L-A, cliff, seaward precipice, with Kenya forms ollo, O-double-L-O, oldo, O-L-D-O, macron. Ere, E-R-E, or Eren, E-R-E-N, iron or steel, is given in Kenya lexicon, and this element appears also in the alternative name Eremandu for Angamandu, hells of iron. Eruman, capital E-R-U-M-A-N. The names of this region are as difficult as the original conception of the region itself. See The Coming of the Valar and the Building of Valinor, side 4, before the turn. The form Erumani, capital E-R-U-M-A, acute N-I, which occurs in the tales as well as Eruman, appears in Kenya lexicon under Ere, E-R-E, out. Compare Neni Erumea, without further information. Goldogrin lexicon has a long entry under Edophon, capital E-D-H-O-F-O-N, which equals Kenya Erumani. It is a dark land outside Valinor and to the south of the Bay of Faerie that ran right up to the bases of the western side of the mountains of Valinor. Its farthest northern point touched upon the roots of Taniquetil, hence Edophon, changed from Edusmani, capital E, thorn, U-S, M-A, macron, N-I, macron, hyphen, that is, beyond the abode of the Manir, capital M-A, acute N-I-R. Hence also the Kenya title, Afalinan, capital A-F-A-L-I-N-A-N, or Arvalion, capital A-R-V-A-L-I-O-N, that is, nigh Valinor. The implication of this seems to be that Taniquetil was the abode of the Manir, as is comprehensible, since the Manir were particularly associated with Manwe. The Gnomish words Mona, M-O, acute N-A, Moni, M-O, acute N-I, are defined as spirits of the air, children of Manwe, and therefore Eruman was beyond, south of, their abode. See Manir. Goldogrin lexicon also states that Edophon was called Garioth, capital G-A-R-I-O-T-H, and Garioth is the true gnome form of the name Ariador, a word of Ilkorin origin, land of shadow, though applied not to Hisilome but to Edophon, Eruman. According to Kenya lexicon, Harwalin, near the Valar, contains Har, H-A-R, Hare, H-A-R-E, near, the entries in Goldogrin lexicon are too confusing to cite, for the forms of Harwalin, Arvalin were changed over and over again. A late entry in Goldogrin lexicon gives a prefix, A-R, beside, along with. For Habanen, see Valar. Falase Numea, capital F-A-L-A-S-S-E, diaresis, capital N-U, acute M-E, diaresis A, translated in the text, The Coming of the Elves and the Making of Kor, side 5, before the turn, as Western Surf, see Falman Nume. Falman, capital F-A-L-M-A-N, in Kenya lexicon, the root Fala, F-A-L-A, has derivatives Falma, F-A-L-M-A, foam, Falmar, F-A-L-M-A-R, wave, as it breaks, phallas, F-A-L-A-S, or phallas, F-A-L-A-S-S, shore, beach. Falman equals osse. Compare phallase numea, falmarini. Goldogrin lexicon has falm, F-A-L-M, breaker, wave, phallos, F-A-L-O-S, sea marge, surf. Falmon, capital F-A-L-M-O-N, or Falathron, capital F-A-L-A-T-H-R-O-N, names of Otha, Osse, equals Kenya, Falman, and Falasar. Falmarini, capital F-A-L-M-A-R-I, acute N-I, C. Falman. Fanturi, capital F-A-N-T-U-R-I, in Kenya lexicon, Fantur, F-A-N-T-U-R, without translation but with reference to Lorien and Mandos, is given under root Fana, F-A-N-A, with several derivatives, all referring to visions, dreams, falling asleep. In Goldogren lexicon, a late entry, the form is Fanthor, capital F-A-N-T-H-O-R, plural E. Fanthaurin. I, dot, capital F-A-N-T-H-A-U-R-I-N, the name of each of the two brothers of sleep, of death. Fanwin, capital F-A-N-U-I-N, Goldogren lexicon has Fan, F-A-N-N, a year, for the rejected names Lathos, Lathweg, the hiding of Valinor, side 8, turn 3, C. Gonlath. Faskala Numen, Faskalan. Capital F-A-S-K-A-L-A, hyphen, N-U, acute, M-E-N. Capital F-A-S-K-A-L-A-N. Translated in the text, The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7, before the turn, as Bath of the Setting Sun. Goldogren lexicon has Fas, F-A-S hyphen, wash, Fask, F-A-S-C, clean, Fasca, F-A-S-C-A hyphen, splash, sprinkle, Fos, F-O circumflex, S, bath. For the suffix numen, see nume. Feanor, capital F-E diaresis A-N-O-R, the only evidence for the meaning of this name is given under Fionwe Urion. Fingolma, capital F-I-N-G-O-L-M-A, see Noleme. Finwe, capital F-I-N-W-E diaresis. As a proper name, this is not in the dictionaries, but Goldogren lexicon gives a common noun, Finweg, F-I-N-W-E-G, craftsman, man of skill, with Fim, F-I-M, clever, right hand, and other related words. For the suffix weg, hyphen W-E-G, see Bronweg. In Kenya lexicon, derivatives of root fini, F-I-N-I, are finwa, F-I-N-W-A, sagacious, finie, F-I-N-I-E, diaresis, finde, F-I-N-D-E, diaresis, cunning, see noleme. Fionwe Urion, capital F-I-O-N-W-E, diaresis, hyphen, U acute, R-I-O-N. Fion, capital F-I-O-N, sun, is given separately in Kenya lexicon, a hurried later edition, with the note especially, Fion, or Fionwe, the Vala. In Nomish, he is Auros Fionweg, or Fionaur Fionor, capital F-I-O-N-A-U-R, capital F-I-O-N-O-R. In a later entry in Goldogren lexicon, Fionaur Fionor equals Kenya Feanor, capital F-E, diaresis A-N-O-R, goblet smith. And among the original entries is Fion, F-I-O-N, bowl, goblet. There is no indication that this refers to Feanor, the gnome. For the second element, Urion, Auros, see Ur. In the Valar name list, Fionwe is called Kalmo, capital K-A-L-M-O, see Galmir. Fui, capital F-U-I. In Kenya lexicon are Hui, H-U-I, fog, dark, murk, night, and huiva, H-U-I-V-A, murky, and also fui equals hui, wife of ve. In Nomish, she is fuil, capital F-U-I-L, queen of the dark, and related words are fui, F-U-I, night, fuin, F-U-I-N, secret, dark. Fumelar, F-U-M-E-L-L-A-R, the flowers of sleep, poppies, in Lorien's gardens, the coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, tone 4. Kenya lexicon, under root fumu, F-U-M-U, sleep, has fume, F-U acute, M-E diaresis, sleep, noun, fumela, FUACUTE MELLA, Fumelot, FUACUTE MELLOT, Poppy. Galmir, translated in the text, The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7, before the turn, as the Gold Gleamer, a name of the sun. This is a derivative of Gnomish Gal, G-A-L hyphen, shine, which in Kenya is Kala, K-A-L-A, shine golden, and of which a great many derivatives are given in Kenya lexicon as Kala, K-A-L-A hyphen, shine, Kale, K-A acute, L-E diaresis, morning, Kalma, K-A-L-M-A daylight, Kalinis, capital K-A-L-A-I-N-I-S, May, C-A-R-I-N-T, Kalwa, K-A-L-W-A, beautiful, etc. Compare Kalorme, Kalavente, and Ikalantulian, light hath returned. The Tale of the Sun and Moon, side 7, before the turn. Garlosion, capital G-A-R, capital L-O-S-S-I-O-N, translated in the text, The Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, tone 4, as Place of Flowers, Gnomish name of Alal Minore. For Gar, see Dorfeidwen. Goldogren lexicon gives Lost, L-O-S-T, blossom, and Los, L-O, circumflex, S, flower, but it is noted that they are probably unconnected and that Los is more likely to be read as Las, L-A-S-S, leaf, also used to mean petal. Kenya lexicon has Lasse, L-A-S-S-E diaresis, leaf, Lasselanta, L-A-S-S-E-L-A-N-T-A, the fall, autumn. See Lindelos. Glorvent, capital G-L-O-R-V-E-N-T. For the element glor, see Laurelin. Goldogren lexicon had Glorben, capital G-L-O-R-B-E-N, Glorbend, capital G-L-O-R-B-E-N-D, ship of gold, changed later to Glorvent, capital G-L-O-R-V-E-N-T, boat of gold. Ben, B-E-N-N, shape, cut, fashion. Benk, B-E-N-C, bent, V-E-N-T, small boat. Kenya lexicon has the root vene, V-E-N-E, shape, cut out, scoop, with derivatives venye, V-E-N-I-E diaresis, venwe, V-E-N-W-E diaresis, shape, cut, and vene, V-E-N-E diaresis, small boat, vessel, dish. Compare the title of the world ship drawing, I Vene Kemen, The Coming of the Valar, and The Building of Valinor, side 3, tone 6, and the sun's name, I Kalavente, Kalavene. Golfinweg, capital G-O-L-F-I-N-W-E-G, see Noleme, Finwe. Gondolin, capital G-O-N-D-O-L-I-N. Kenya lexicon does not give this name, but Ondo, O-N-D-O, stone, appears under root Ono, O-N-O, hard. In Goldogren lexicon, gondolin is said to equal Kenya ondolin. Capital O-N-D-O-L-I-N, changed to Ondolinda. Capital O-N-D-O-L-I-N-D-A, singing stone. End of side 9. To continue, turn the cassette over. Side 10, The Book of Lost Tales, Part 1, continuing in the appendix on page 254. There is also an entry, Gond, G-O-N-D, great stone, rock. Later, this was changed to Gon, G-O-N-N, and a note added that gondolin equals gondolin, capital G-O-N-N, capital B-O-L-I-N, together with an entry, dolin, D-O, acute, L-I-N, song, see Lindelos. Gong, capital G-O-N-G, Goldogren lexicon gives no other information beyond that cited in Gilfannon's tale, The Travail of the Noldoli, side 9, tone 1, note 10, but compares Sithagong, S-I-T-H-A-G-O-N-G, dragonfly, Sitha, S-I-T-H-A, fly, Sithaloth, capital S-I-T-H-A-L-O-T-H, or Sithalokta, capital S-I-T-H-A-L-O-C-T-H-A, fly cluster, the Pleiades. Gonlath, capital G-O-N-L-A-T-H. This is the name of the great rock on Thaniquetil to which Fanwin's cable was tied, the hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 2. The second element must therefore be Gnomish Lath, L-A-T-H, a year, which appears also in the rejected names for Fanwin, Lathos, and Lathweg, the hiding of Valinor, side 8, tone 3. For the prefix Gon, see Gondolin. Gwerlum, capital G-W-E-R-L-U-M. This is given in Goldogrin lexicon with the translation Gloom Weaver. Gwer, G-W-E-R, hyphen, wind, turn, bend, but also used in the sense of the root gwith, G-W-I-D-H, hyphen, plait, weave. Kenya lexicon has a root gwere, G-W-E-R-E, whirl, twirl, twist, but the name Wirilome, capital W-I-R-I-L-O, acute M-E, diaresis of the great spider, is placed under the root Gwidi, G-W-I-D-I, whence also Windela, W-I-N-D-E-L-E, diaresis, loom, Winda, W-I-N-D-A, woof, Wiste, W-I-S-T-E, diaresis, weft. The name of the great eddy, Wirwin, capital W-I-R-U-I-N, the flight of the Noldoli, side 6, tone 4, not in the dictionaries, must belong here. For the element Lome, hyphen L-O, acute M-E, diaresis, Lum, hyphen L-U-M, see Hisilome. Haloisi Velike, capital H-A-L-O-I-S-I, capital V-E-L-I-K-E, diaresis, on the world ship drawing, the coming of the Valar, side 3, tone 6. In Kenya lexicon, Haloisi, the sea in storm, is given under a root hala, H-A-L-A, with other derivatives, haloite, H-A-L-O-I-T-E, diaresis, leaping, halta, H-A-L-T-A, hyphen, to leap. To Kenya, velike, V-E-L-I-K-E, diaresis, great, corresponds Gnomish, beleg, B-E-L-E-G, mighty, great, as in Beleg the Bowman in the Tale of Turin. Helkar, capital H-E-L-K-A-R, Kenya lexicon under the root hele, H-E-L-E, has helke, H-E-L-K-E, diaresis, ice, helka, H-E-L-K-A, ice cold, hilkin, H-I-L-K-I-N, it freezes, halkin, H-A-L-K-I-N, frozen. Goldogrin lexicon has helk, H-E-L-C, heleg, H-E-L-E-G, ice, hel, H-E-L, hyphen, freeze, heloth, H-E-L-O-T-H, frost, etc., and helkor, H-E-L-C-O-R, arctic cold, utter frost. This last was changed to read helkor, H-E-L-C-H-O-R, antarctic cold, utter frost of the south, the pillar of the southern lamp, Kenya, helkar. Helkaraxe, capital H-E-L-K-A-R-A-K-S-E, diaresis, see helkar. Helkaraxe is not in either dictionary, and the second element is obscure, unless it is to be connected with Kenya Aksa, A-K-S-A, waterfall, see Ascon. Heskil, capital H-E-S-K-I-L, the root hese, H-E-S-E, winter, in Kenya lexicon, has derivatives Heskil, winter one, Hesin, capital H-E-S-I-N, winter, Hessa, H-E-S-S-A, dead, withered, Hesta, H-E-S-T-A, hyphen, wither. In Goldogrin lexicon are Hess, capital H-E-S-S, winter, especially as name of Fwil, and Hesk, H-E-S-C, withered, dead, chill. For another name of Fwiniena, see Vailimo. Hisildi, capital H-I-S-I-L-D-I, see Hisilome. Hisilome, capital H-I-S-I-L-O, acute M-E, diaresis. Under the root Hisi, H-I-S-I, Kenya lexicon gives Hise, H-I, acute S-E, diaresis, Histe, H-I-S-T-E, diaresis, dusk, Hisinan, H-I-S-I-N-A-N, land of twilight. For the translation of Hisilome as shadowy twilight, see the chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 4. The root Lomo, L-O-M-O, has many derivatives, as Lome, L-O acute, M-E, diaresis, dusk, gloom, darkness, Lomea, L-O acute, M-E, diaresis, A-R, child of gloom, compare Lomearni, capital L-O acute, M-E, diaresis, A-R-N-I, Lomin, L-O acute, M-I-N, shade, shadow, Lomir, L-O-M-I-R, I hide, Lomba, L-O-M-B-A, secret. Compare Wirilome. Gnomish words are Lom, L-O circumflex, M, gloom, shade, Lomin, L-O acute, M-I-N, shadowy, gloomy, and noun, gloom. So, Dor Lomin. The same element occurs in Lomendanar, days of gloaming. Ilinsor. Capital I-L-I-N-S-O-R, a late entry in Goldogren lexicon, gives Glinthos, capital G-L-I-N-T-H-O-S, equals Kenya Ilinsor, helmsman of the moon. The first element is probably glint, G-L-I-N-T, crystal. Ilinsor does not appear in Kenya lexicon. Ilkorin, capital I-L-K-O-R-I-N, a negative prefix, I-L hyphen, is given in both dictionaries. In Goldogren lexicon, it is said that il denotes the opposite, the reversal, that is, more than the mere negation. See cor. Il salunte. Capital I-L-S-A-L-U-N-T-E, diaresis, name of the moon. Ilsa, capital I-L-S-A, is given in Kenya lexicon as the mystic name of silver, as laure, L-A-U-R-E, diaresis, of gold. It is the eye of Tilkal, the chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 2. For lunte, L-U-N-T-E, diaresis, ship, see Alkalunte. The gnomish name is Gilthalont, capital G-I-L-T-H-A-L-O-N-T. Giltha, white metal, is said to be properly the same as Teleb, T-E-L-E-B, silver, Kenya, Telpe, T-E-L-P-E, diaresis, but now including Gais, G-A-I-S, steel, Ladog, L-A-D-O-G, tin, etc., as opposed to Kulu, C-U-L-U, gold, and Kulu is said to be a poetic word for gold, but also used mythically as a class name of all red and yellow metals, as Giltha of white and grey, see Telimpe. Ilterendi, capital I-L-T-E-R-E-N-D-I. In the text, the fetters are called Ilterendi, for they might not be filed or cleft, the chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 2. But root tere, T-E-R-E, in Kenya lexicon, has derivatives with a sense of boring. Tereva, T-E-R-E-V-A, piercing. Teret, T-E-R-E-T, auger, gimlet. Iluvatar, capital I-L-U, acute, V-A-T-A-R. There can be no doubt that the original meaning of Iluvatar was sky father. In Kenya lexicon is found Atar, A-T-A-R, father. See Ilwe. Ilverin, capital I-L-V-E-R-I-N, elvish name of little heart, son of Bronweg. The rejected name, Elwenildo, capital E-L-W-E-N-I-L-D-O, the music of the Ainur, side 2, tone 3, contains the word Elwen, heart, given in Kenya lexicon. Goldogren lexicon gives the word Ilf, I-L-F, heart, especially used of feelings, and several names. Ilfin, capital I-L-F-I-N, Ilfing, capital I-L-F-I-N-G, Ilfiniol, capital I-L-F-I-N-I-O-L, Ilfrith, capital I-L-F-R-I-T-H, corresponding to Kenya Ilwerin. Capital I-L-W-E-R-I-N. Ilwe. Capital I-L-W-E, diaresis. In Kenya lexicon, the word ilu, I-L-U, is glossed ether, the slender airs among the stars, while in Goldogrin lexicon, the gnomish name Ilon, capital I-L-O-N, of Iluvatar is said to equal Kenya, ilu. In Kenya lexicon, Ilwe was first glossed sky, heavens, with a later addition, the blue air that is about the stars, the middle layers. To this in Gnomish corresponds Ilwint, I-L-W-I-N-T, concerning which it is explained in Goldogrin lexicon that the true form Ilwi, I-L-W-I, or Ilwin, I-L-W-I-N, was perverted to Ilwint through association with Gwint, G-W-I-N-T, face, as if it meant face of God. Other words found in Gnomish are Ilba, I-L-B-A-R, Ilbaroth, capital I-L-B-A-R-O-T-H, heaven, the uttermost region beyond the world, Ilador, capital I-L-A-D-O-R, Ilathon, capital I-L-A-T-H-O-N, equals Iluvatar, Ilbrant, I-L-B-R-A-N-T, rainbow, see Ilweran. Ilweran, capital I-L-W-E-R-A-N, Kenya lexicon gives Ilweran, Ilweranta, I-L-W-E-R-A-N-T-A, rainbow. Another word for the rainbow in Kenya is Ilukinga, capital I-L-U-Q-I-N-G-A, in which Kinga, Q-I-N-G-A, means bow. Kingi, Q-I-N-G-I hyphen, twang of strings, harp. In Gnomish, the corresponding forms are Ilbrant, capital I-L-B-R-A-N-T, or Ilvrant, capital I-L-V-R-A-N-T, which are said in Goldogrin lexicon to be falsely associated with Brant, B-R-A-N-T, bow for shooting. The second element is related rather to Rantha, R-A-N-T-H-A, arch, bridge, as Kenya Ilweran, Ilweranta shows. Ingil, capital I-N-G-I-L. In Goldogrin lexicon, the gnomish names of Inwe's son are Gilweth and Githilma. Gil, G-I-L, is the star, Sirius, and is said to be the name of Gilweth after he rose into the heavens and, in the likeness of a great bee bearing honey of flame, followed Dymord, Telemectar, Orion. See entries Nielwin, Telemectar. No explanation of these names is given, but Gil, Gilweth, is clearly connected with Gil, G-I-L, hyphen, Gleam, Gilm, G-I-L-M, moonlight, Gilta, G-I-L-T-H-A, white metal, see Ilsalunte. For Githilma, see Isil. Inwe, capital I-N-W-E, diaresis. In Kenya lexicon, this, the name of the ancient king of the fairies who led them to the world, is a derivative of a root ini, I-N-I, small, whence also the adjective inya, I-N-Y-A, and the names Inwilis, capital I-N-W-I-L-I-S, Inwinore, capital I-N-W-I-N-O, acute R-E, diaresis, fairy and England, the latter struck out. Toleresia was here said to have been named Inwinore after Inwe, but this was changed to say that it was named Ingilnore after his son Ingil. These entries relate to a very early conception. See Alalminore, Eldamar. For other names of Inwe, see Inwithiel, Isil. Inwir, capital I-N-W-I-R, see Inwe. In Goldogrin lexicon, the noble clan of the Tilthin, Teleri, are called Imrim, capital I-M-R-I-M, singular, Im, capital I-M, see Inwithiel. Inwithiel, capital I-N-W-I-T-H-I-E-L, in the texts Inwithiel, gnomish name of King Inwe, is an emendation from Githil, capital G-I-T-H-I-L, Gimgithil, capital G-I-M, capital G-I-T-H-I-L, The Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, turn 5, and The Coming of the Elves and the Making of Kor, side 5, turn 1. In Goldogrin lexicon, these names in Withiel, Githil, are given as additional to his proper names, Inweg or Im, see Isil. Isil, capital I-S-I-L, in the tale of the coming of the elves, side 4, turn 6, Inwe is called Isil Inwe, and in Goldogrin lexicon the gnomish form corresponding to Isil is Githil, to the name of his son Githilma, capital G-I-T-H-I-L-M-A, corresponds Kenya Isilmo, capital I-S-I-L-M-O. In Kenya lexicon is a root Isi, I-S-I, Iska, I-S-K-A, pale, Is, I-S, light snow, of which the gnomish equivalent is given as Ith, I-T-H, hyphen, or Gith, G-I-T-H, hyphen. Goldogrin lexicon has a word Ith, I-T-H, fine snow. Calavente, capital K-A-L-A-V-E-N-T-E, diaresis, see Galmir, Glorvent. Calorme, capital K-A-L-O-R-M-E, diaresis. This appears in Kenya lexicon among the derivatives of root Kala, K-A-L-A, see Galmir, with the meaning hill crest over which the sun rises, Orme, O-R-M-E, diaresis equals summit, crest from a root, oro, O-R-O, with apparently a base sense of rise, or, O-R, on, oro, O-R-O, hill, oro, O-R-O hyphen rise, orto, O-R-T-O hyphen raise, oronta, O-R-O-N-T-A steep, orosta, O-R-O-S-T-A, ascension, etc. Gnomish, or, O-R, on, onto, on top, orod, O-R-O-D, ort, O-R-T, mountain, orm, O-R-M, hilltop, oros, O-R-O-S, orost, O-R-O-S-T, hyphen, rising, compare orome, orossi, tavrobel. Kapalinda, capital K-A-P-A-L-I-N-D-A, the source of the river in the place of the banishment of the Noldoli in Valinor, the theft of Melko and the darkening of Valinor, side 6, tone 2. Kenya lexicon has Kapalinda, spring of water, among derivatives of root kapa, K-A-P-A, leap, spring. Linda is obscure. Kaukarelda, capital K-A-U-K-A-R-E-L-D-A-R. Under the root kawa, K-A-W-A, stoop, in Kenya lexicon, are derivations kauka, K-A-U-K-A, crooked, bent, humped, kauko, K-A-U-K-O, humpback, kawin, K-A-W-I-N, I bow, kaure, K-A-U-R-E, diaresis, fear, kaurea, K-A-U-R-E, diaresis, A, timid. Kelusindi, capital K-E-L-U-S-I-N-D-I, the river in the place of the banishment of the Noldoli in Valinor, the theft of Melko and the darkening of Valinor, side 6, tone 2, in the text called Sir Numen. In Kenya lexicon, under root kele, K-E-L-E, kelu, K-E-L-U, flow, trickle, ooze, are given many derivatives, including kelusindi, a river, also kelu, K-E-L-U, kelume, K-E-L-U-M-E, diaresis, stream, kektele, K-E-K-T-E-L-E, diaresis, fountain, also in the form ektele, E-K-T-E-L-E, diaresis, etc. For the suffix sindi, see Sirion. Kemi, capital K-E acute M-I. Kenya lexicon gives Kemi, earth, soil, land, and Kemen, K-E-M-E-N, soil, from root Keme, K-E-M-E. The gnomish name is Kimir, capital C-I, acute M-I-R, which equals Kenya, Kemi, Mother Earth. There is also a Gnomish word, Grosgen, G-R-O-S-G-E-N, soil, in which the suffix gen is said to equal Kenya, Kemi. Koivie Neni, capital K-O-I-V-I-E, diaresis, hyphen N-E, acute N-I, waters of awakening. In Kenya lexicon, under root koyo, K-O-Y-O, have life, are derivatives koi, K-O-I, koire, K-O-I-R-E, diaresis, life, koite, K-O-I-T-E, diaresis, living being, koina, K-O-I-N-A, koirea, K-O-I-R-E, diaresis, a, alive, koiva, K-O-I-V-A, awake, koivie, K-O-I-V-I-E, diaresis, awakening. In Goldogren lexicon are quill, C-U-I-L, life, quith, C-U-I-T-H, life, living body, etc. Quiv, C-W-I-V hyphen, be awake. Quivra, C-W-I-V-R-A hyphen, awaken. Quivros, C-U-I-V-R-O-S, awakening. Nenin, aguivros. Capital N-E-N-I-N, A, capital G, W-I-V-R-O-S, waters of awakening. For the suffix neni, nenin, capital N-E-N-I-N, see neni erumea. Kopas, capital K-O acute P-A-S. Kenya lexicon has kopa, K-O acute P-A, harbor, the only word given under root kopo, K-O-P-O, keep, guard. Goldogren lexicon has gobos, G-O-B-O-S, haven, with a reference to Kenya kopa, kopas. Also gob, G-O-B, hollow of hand, gobli, G-O-B-L-I, del. Kor, K-O circumflex, R. In Kenya lexicon, this name is given under the root koro, K-O-R-O, revere, question mark, with the note, the ancient town built above the rocks of Eldamar, whence the fairies marched into the world, also placed here are Korda, K-O-R-D-A, temple, Kordon, K-O-R-D-O-N, idol. The Gnomish form is here given as Kor, capital C-O circumflex R, but in Goldogren lexicon, Kor, the hill of the fairies and the town thereon, near the shores of the Bay of Fairy, was replaced by Gwar, capital G-W-A circumflex R, Goros, capital G-O-R-O-S, equals Kenya, Kor, the town on the round hill. This interpretation of the name Kor clearly replaces that in Kenya lexicon, which belongs with the earliest layer of entries. See further under Korin. Korin, K-O-R-I-N, see Kor. In Kenya lexicon, there is a second root, koro, K-O-R-O, that is distinct from that which gave kor. This has the meaning, be round, roll, and has such derivatives as korima, K-O-R-I-M-A, round, korne, K-O-R-N-E, diaresis, loaf, also korin, a circular enclosure, especially on a hilltop. At the same time as kor, capital C-O circumflex R, was replaced by Gwar, Goros, in Goldogren lexicon, the word Gorin, G-O-R-I-N, G-W-A-R-I-N, circle of trees equals Kenya, Korin, was entered, and all these forms derive from the same root, G-W-A-S hyphen or G-O-R hyphen, changed from Gwar, G-U-O-R, equals Kenya, Kor, K-O-R hyphen, which would seem to signify roundness. So in the tale of the coming of the elves, the gods named that hill Kor by reason of its roundness and its smoothness. Side 5 before the turn. Koromas, capital K-O-R-O-M-A-S, a separate and early entry in Kenya lexicon defines Kormas, capital K-O-R-M-A-S, the form in the text before emendation to Koromas, the cottage of lost play, side 1, turn 5, thus. The new capital of the fairies after their retreat from the hostile world to Tol Eressia, now Inwinore. It was named in memory of Kor, and because of its great tower was called also Kortirion. Capital K-O-R-T-I-R-I-O-N. For the suffix mas, see Eldamar. Kortirion. Capital K-O-R-T-I-R-I-O-N. The word Tirion, a mighty tower, a city on a hill, is given in Kenya lexicon under root Tiri, T-I-R-I, stick up, with Tinda, T-I-N-D-A, spike, Tirin, T-I-R-I-N, tall tower, Tirios, T-I-R-I-O-S, a town with walls and towers. There is also another root, Tiri, T-I-R-I, differing in the nature of the medial consonant, with meaning watch, guard, keep. Look at, observe, whence Tiris, T-I-R-I-S, watch, vigil, etc. In Goldogren lexicon are Tir, T-I-R, hyphen, look out for, await, Tirin, T-I-R-I-N, poetic form, Tirion, watchtower, turret. Tirimbrithla, capital T-I-R-I-M-B-R-I-T-H-L-A, the Tower of Pearl, see Silmarilli. Kosomot, capital K-O-S-O-M-O-T, son of Melko, the coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 4 before the turn. With a different second element, Kosomoko, capital K-O-S-O-M-O-K-O, this name is found in Kenya lexicon under root moko, M-O-K-O, hate, mokir, M-O-K-I-R, I hate. And the corresponding gnomish form is there said to be gothmog, capital G-O-T-H, M-O-G. The first element is from root koso, K-O-S-O, strive, in gnomish, goth, G-O-T-H, war, strife, with many derivative words. Kulullin, K-U-L-U-L-L-I-N. This name is not among the derivatives of root kulu, K-U-L-U, gold, in Kenya lexicon, nor does it appear with the gnomish words, mostly names of the sun, containing kulu, C-U-L-U, in Goldogren lexicon. For the meaning of kulu in gnomish, see Il Salunte. Lysi, capital L-A-I-S-I, see Tari Lysi. Laurelin, capital L-A-U-R-E-L-I-N. Kenya lexicon has laure, L-A-U-R-E, diaresis, gold, much the same as kulu, K-U-L-U. Laurina, L-A-U-R-I-N-A, golden. Laure is the final L of Tilkal, the chaining of Melko, side 4, tone 2, where it is said to be the magic name of gold, as Ilsa of silver. The gnomish words are glor, G-L-O circumflex R, gold, glorin, G-L-O circumflex R-I-N, gloriol, G-L-O circumflex R-I-O-L, golden, but Goldogren lexicon gives no names of the golden tree. Compare braglorin, glorvent. Limpe, L-I-M-P-E, diaresis. Limpe, drink of the fairies, is given in Kenya lexicon under root lippi, L-I-P-I, with lipte, L-I-P-T-E, hyphen, to drip. Lipte, L-I-P-T-E, diaresis, a little drop. Lipil, L-I-P-I-L, little glass. Corresponding forms in Goldogren lexicon are limp, L-I-M-P, or limpelis, L-I-M-P-E-L-I-S, the drink of the fairies. Lib, L-I-B, hyphen, to drip. Lib, a drop. Libli, L-I-B-L-I, small glass. Lindeloxe, capital L-I-N-D-E-L-O-K-S-E, diaresis. At one occurrence in the text, an emendation from Lindelocte, capital L-I-N-D-E-L-O-K-T-E, diaresis, and itself emended to Lindelos, capital L-I-N-D-E-L-O-S, the Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, tone 5, at others an emendation from Lindelote, capital L-I-N-D-E-L-O acute T-E diaresis, and itself allowed to stand. The coming of the Valar, and the building of Valinor, side 3, turn 6, and the coming of the Elves, side 5, turn 1. See Lindelos. Lindelos, capital L-I-N-D-E-L-O-S. Linde, capital L-I-N-D-E hyphen, is one of many derivatives from the root liri, L-I-R-I, sing, as lin, L-I-N, melody, lindele, L-I-N-D-E-L-E, diaresis, song, music, lindelea, L-I-N-D-E-L-E, diaresis, A, melodious, lirit, L-I-R-I-T, poem, lirilla, L-I-R-I-L-L-A, lay, song. Compare Rumil's Chiripti Lirilla, the music of the Ainur, side 2, turn 2, and the name of the Vala, Lirillo, L-I-R-I-L-L-O. Goldobrin lexicon has Lir, L-I-R, hyphen, sing, and Glir, G-L-I, circumflex, R, song, poem. Lindelos is not given in Kenya lexicon, which has the name rejected in the text, Lindelokte, the Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, turn 5, here translated, singing cluster, laburnum. Lokte, capital L-O-K-T-E, diaresis, blossom, of flowers in bunches or clusters, is derived from a root loho, L-O-H-O, with lokta, L-O-K-T-A, hyphen, sprout, put forth leaves or flowers. This is said to be an extended form of root olo, O-L-O, tip, whence ole, O-L-E, diaresis, 3, olma, O-L-M-A, 9, oleme, O-acute, L-E-M-E, diaresis, elbow. Another extended form of this root is lo-o, L-O, apostrophe O, from which are derived lote, L-O, acute, T-E, diaresis, a flower, and the suffix lot, L-O-T, the common form in compounds, and many other words. Compare lindelote, another rejected name of the golden tree. The coming of the Valar and the building of Valinor, side 3, turn 6. The coming of the elves, side 5, turn 1. Wingilot, capital W-I-N-G-I-L-O-T. For gnomish words, see Garlosion. No gnomish name of the golden tree is found in Goldogrin lexicon, but it was in fact Glingol, capital G-L-I-N-G-O-L, which originally appeared in the text, The Cottage of Lost Play, side 1, turn 5. Goldogrin lexicon has Glin, G-L-I-N, sound, voice, utterance, also Lin, L-I-N, sound, with the note that Glin, G-L-I-N, Grin, G-R-I-N, is a suffix in the names of languages, as Goldogrin, gnomish. Lirillo, capital L-I-R-I-L-L-O, a name of Salma Noldorin, The Theft of Melko, side 5, tone 4. See Lindelos. Lomearni, capital L-O acute M-E diaresis A-R-N-I, a name of the Dark Elves. Gilfanan's Tale, The Travail of the Noldoli, side 9, turn 1, note 6. See Hisilome. Lomendana, capital L-O-M-E-N-D-A acute N-A-R, Days of Gloaming, The Coming of the Valar, side 3, tone 4. See Hisilome, Danwin. Lorien, capital L-O acute R-I-E-N, a derivative of the root loro, L-O-R-O, slumber, with lor, L-O-R hyphen, to slumber, lorda, L-O-R-D-A, drowsy, slumberous, also olor, O-L-O-R, olore, O-L-O acute R-E diaresis, dream, olorea,